This is Maria Schneider inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Our guest is composer, bandleader, multiple Grammy winner, Maria Schneider. We met at the Newport Jazz Festival, and we'll talk about her work and her CD, dual CD, Data Lords. At Maria's request, we will play excerpts from Data Lords and one full piece, which you'll hear at the end of this program. You just heard a little bit of Don't Be Evil, and now A World Lost.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Maria Schneider. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, we're here with all the background of the Newport Jazz Festival.
Yes. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Now, is this your second time here?
Oh, no, I've been here a few times, but I can't tell you how many because I can't remember.
That's okay. That's okay. Because I remember seeing you here quite a few years ago.
Yeah, I've been here a few times.
Yes, I remember that. Now, I did a lot of looking into your CD, The Data Lords. And
yeah, it's a double CD that looks at two aspects of life. One where we're inundated by big data companies that are pushing for our attention and really trying to make young people and everybody addicted so that they can gather data from us. And then the second CD is when you pull away from that world and you insist on the kind of sovereignty of your own space and silence, the kinds of things you encounter through nature, art, and relationships, real human relationships.
Yeah, we are all searching for those.
Yeah, now more than ever. I mean, it used to be that was the natural thing. Mm-hmm. When we had space in our lives, we looked to each other and connections. And now everybody kind of goes into this internal sort of fake world of the internet, and they get lost, and everybody's depressed and lonely and wonders why. But I think that's largely why.
Talk a little bit about your collaboration with David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
That fascinated me, so I wanted to hear about that.
Well, David came to hear my band quite a lot of years ago. I can't even remember when exactly it was the Jazz Standard. And I didn't meet him that night, but everybody told me he was there. And then his assistant reached out to me and wanted to buy all my CDs as a gift for him. So I thought, oh my gosh, I guess he liked it. And then out of the blue, he reached out to me wanting to collaborate on a song. And it was a fantastic experience because we loved working together. We were good collaborators. You know, he came to my apartment. We sat at the piano and just started working on a song that he had the beginnings of. And he wanted me to kind of develop it with him and take it to sort of a very dark place that was something he wanted as dark. And he wanted it to feature my band, which was kind of crazy, you know, rock meets big band. I was just like I was so worried about making something horrible. And he said something to me that was really great because I was full of worry. And he said, Maria, the great thing about music is if the plane goes down, we all walk away. and that has become a really good lesson for me that, you know, it's like, well, we take this so serious. We live and hang on every note. And, oh, God, it's got to be good. And we put all this pressure on ourselves. But in the end, you know, it is true. It's not like designing a plane and if, you know, it goes down, you kill lots of people. No,
we all walk away.
The best is, the worst is people say, don't like it so much. It's like, okay.
Let's jump in. I just have to jump right in because I know you're an advocate, the copyright issue.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because that's something that I have issues with myself. And I see what's going on, but I want people to be educated about what happens to musicians and artists and their intellectual material.
Well, the thing that's happened originally to us has now pretty much happened to everybody. But we were kind of the canaries in the coal mine where our music was used as bait, like chum, you know, when they cut up a fish to catch bigger fish. They used our music to attract eyeballs to their websites, you know. So these big companies, they needed the infringement because the infringement is what created the feeding frenzy of people coming for all this free music. And then they would gather everybody's data. And so we were used. And they tried to talk musicians into, they tried to change the look of things, saying to musicians, well, this is going to grow your audience. Look at all the people that are seeing your music that never saw it before or heard your music. But the thing is that we started dying of overexposure. And if your music's made available for free, you can't compete against that when it comes time to sell your music.
That's right.
And as you know, most of us are paying for our own records, we need to make the money back.
We do need to make the money back.
People spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, on records. And, you know, and then everybody's supposed to get it for free. And now it's not just, you know, movies and music, but people don't realize how everything about their lives is being used. Their information, you know, I mean, even people that, you know, say, oh, I want to do 23andMe. Do they really know what's going to happen when a company has their genetic information? And what is that going to mean downstream? I mean, so this thing, it's hitting every aspect of our society, and people need to really wake up, really, really wake up. I've been screaming about this for years, you know.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about a couple of the tunes on your, because we're only going to play snippets from your CD.
Well, we're going to play on the Newport concert. We're going to play two pieces from the Datalords CD. One is Datalords, the title piece, which is about the inundation of information and the gathering of data, and then turning that into artificial intelligence, which some people say is going to mean utopia for humankind, but you know, some people say the opposite could happen, that artificial intelligence could become so intelligent it would turn on humanity and destroy it. And so that's what about the piece is about, the destruction of humanity at the hands of AI. And then we're playing a piece called Sputnik that is looking at satellites, which now are, you know, corporations have them, thousands of them, and imagining the satellites like an exoskeleton around the earth of our digital information. But what we're not playing today, but is on the second side of the CD, for instance, is a piece called Stone Song, features Steve Wilson. It says Sputnik features Scott Robinson. Datalords featured Mike Rodriguez on trumpet and, Dave Pietro on alto. But for this piece, Stone Song, that Steve plays, it's just imagining a little stone being kicked around and bumped around and waiting eons to show a new side of itself. Have a little rain hit it, and its colors change. Yes. And it's a very, and I used a, what I did was, there was a piece of pottery that this famous potter named Jack Troy had made with a little stone inside. And so that's used as a percussion instrument. And so it's Stone Song. And Steve plays really masterfully, as does the whole rhythm section.
I was able to listen to a little bit of the tracks that you sent me. And I listened this morning to The Sun.
Oh, The Sun Waited for Me.
The Sun Waited for Me. And yes, I'm a musician myself and a composer and also a photographer.
Mm.
So when I hear music, I see pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see the sunset.
Yeah.
I could see the sunrise. I go back to college, music history. I think of some of what you're doing is what they used to call in that particular impressionistic period.
Yeah, kind of tone poems or something like that almost, right?
Because I was in love with Debussy.
Yeah.
He was that kind of tone visual person, and that's what
I love. I think for me, music, it isn't so much about making music for music, but it's about that the music sort of draws life experiences out of me, and then I form them into sound to try to carry people into that same experience. So that particular piece was originally written as a vocal to the poetry of Ted Kooser. Okay. And it's a beautiful poem. How important it must be to someone that I am alive and that I've written these poems. This morning the sun stood right at the end of the road and waited for me.
Oh, and
it's
beautiful.
It's the final poem in a book that he wrote after going on 100 morning walks in the winter and writing a poem every day as he recovered from cancer.
Oh,
and that was the final one of, you know, how important it must be to someone that I'm alive and that I've written these poems. This morning the sun stood right at the end of the road and waited for me.
Oh,
it's a beautiful poem.
Here's an excerpt from The Sun Waited for Me, and then Stone Song.
Thank you.
what are you looking forward to? Do you have another project coming in mind?
No.
Are you dreaming yet?
I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm creating space in my life. I'm doing the opposite. I have been pushing for so long, and I feel dry. And as I said to you, you know, my music, it depends on life experience. And if all I'm doing is producing and I'm not stopping to just re-experience, discover new things in life that give me joy, that spark my enthusiasm, I've been feeling really burnt and just a little bit dry. So I'm super excited about making some changes in my life that are around putting more space in my life to live, to be even friends, family, traveling, seeing things, not just because I have a gig, not just because I have a gig there, but because I want to feed my soul, you know? And then it'll turn into music. Something. Because it always does. But that's the foundation for me. You know, it's like I'm from farm country in Minnesota. You can't plow and push a field again and again and keep producing.
No,
you have
can't.
To start putting fake fertilizer on it. It gets tired. The food doesn't taste good anymore. You have to let that field go fallow.
Yes.
Let it sit and regenerate. And that's what I always think about myself. And I'm in a period I need to go fallow for a little bit.
I get it. I get it so much. Well, I wish you the best on
finding
your space. Because it's amazing. As soon as you find that space, the music will find you again.
That's right. And, you know, the hardest thing I think musicians have, anybody, is finding balance in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're from a culture that it's, all, at least my generation, and, you know, it was always about pushing. But there's something to be said for balance. So
yes.
I'm trying to find it.
Well, I'm just checking oh, good, we're beautiful. Well, thank you so much for joining us in
thank
the jazz
you.
Room, Maria Schneider.
Thank you. Great to speak with you.
We're going to play for you now the full version of Sputnik. I'll let Maria tell you about this song.
Sputnik, that is looking at satellites, which now are, you know, corporations have them, thousands of them, and imagining the satellites like an exoskeleton around the earth of our digital information.
Thank you.
learn more about Maria and her music at her website, mariaschneider.com.
Yeah.